New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 31st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Geeky Gay. It is National Avocado Day, I want everyone to know. I don't know why that's funny. It's like a radio show. You know, it's like when you have a radio show every day, and you have to fill, and I've never had a national radio show, but I'll talk about this in a second. For some reason, I decided, I'm going to open up the iHeartRadio app, and I'm going to see what's going on with one of my favorite all-time radio shows that I used to listen to. And I did that. And anyway, I was like, I'm going to listen to one of these radio shows that I used to listen to. The Russ Martin Show. And if any of you guys have listened to me for a long time, you probably know that one of the reasons I got into podcasting was the Russ Martin Show. I used to listen to that when I was in Dallas. I think I started when I was in Mississippi listening to the Tom Likas Show. The Tom Likas Show. Blow me up, Tom. And it was so stupid because he would literally, like, have Flash Fridays is what he called them. And that's when his listeners were supposed to drive down the road while listening to him. And they were supposed to flash their tits. Or tits is a bad word. I don't know. I just regressed into, like, a rock and roll talk radio. That was very crass of me. They would flash their breasts at other people driving, and they would call it Flash Friday. And that was, you know, and me being gay, first of all, and, you know, not being into the whole straight man, you know, whatever, but I really liked to listen to talk. And so that was one of the first things I listened to. So then when I moved to Dallas, I was like, surely there is talk radio in Dallas. And so I was hunting around, and I found the Russ Martin Show. And it's very similar. He's shock jock. You know, he didn't really have anything like Flash Fridays or anything like that. But he had, I don't know, he was always talking about stripper. He dated a stripper for a long time. And, like, I don't know if he really did, because, you know, they would make up stories. But anyway, today I was like, let's just open up iHeartRadio and see what Russ Martin is doing, because I haven't listened to it in a long time. It was just for a while I recorded it, and then, you know, they were off air for a couple of years because he was arrested for domestic violence. It's not funny. But, I mean, this is how white trash these people are. And anyway, so, but at its peak, it was a funny radio show. And it had a really funny cast of characters, etc. And so I turned it on, and it's just, and then, you know, any of my listeners get into these Google traps where you're like, well, so what they had said was that his co-host had carried the show between March and May. So for like 3 months, they had had the Russ Martin Show without Russ, because Russ had all these medical issues. And then there's a radioforum.com that I would go to sometimes when I wanted to check on, you know, various radio people that I followed. And so I Googled and I found, and apparently they don't know whether it was medical issues or whether it was, you know, him renegotiating his contract or what, but they ended up putting a $80,000 studio in his house just so he would come back to the show. But now he only does 2 of the 4 hours. So his co-host, Dan, carries it for the first hour and the last hour. And, you know, some people were speculating, oh, he just wants to drink, and they wouldn't let him drink alcohol in the studio. So they wanted to keep his show on the air because it's the biggest show on their radio station. And I don't know. And I fell in this hole of like looking up his former co-host, and his former co-host has literally started an online streaming station that's probably less popular than Pride48.com. And I'm not putting down Pride48.com, but I'm just saying we are a little, you know, hobby place for LGBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts to go and podcast their stuff. And yet this former DFW, you know, Dallas Fort Worth area co-host of a radio station is now doing an online station that, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like, I think I mentioned it before. There was this lady called Liz Wild who used to do a show on Dallas radio. And I didn't really like it all that much, but I would occasionally listen to it. And she now occasionally does a YouTube thing and she sells stuff on Etsy. I mean, this is where radio has gone. And I used to want to be a radio person. Like, that's what I wanted to do, and that's why I got into podcasting. Anyway, all that to say that it's National Avocado Day, and they mentioned it on today's episode of The Russ Martin Show. I don't think I'm going to go back to listening to it, because the podcasts that I listen to are more entertaining than these radio shows. It does make me kind of sad, though. I get this sort of sad feeling when I start Googling these people and looking at there, and I'm not saying it's a typical radio thing or whatever, but first of all, these radio people who, you know, were big names and then they start declining, and I don't know, Russ Martin is still a big name in DFW, I guess, but, you know, he's, I don't know, going away from his show and only doing 2 hours of his show, and there's all this drama, and, you know, I don't know, it's weird. And then, and I do want to say, and I was rambling a lot, but you know, when I have to fill five, and I only do 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So no wonder on radio shows, they talk about National Avocado Day. I mean, they have to cover, you know, fill 4 hours, 5 days a week or whatever. Mark and I were watching, I don't know if any of you watch Bon Appetit on YouTube, but so the Bon Appetit magazine has a YouTube channel. And it's so good. And my favorite one, her name is Claire, and she does this thing called Gourmet Makes, where she takes gourmet snack foods and she tries to recreate them. It's great. And then I got, you know, so we were watching one of her videos, and she does a few other videos. She used to be a senior food editor, I guess, at Bon Appetit. And now she's a freelancer, so she's a contributor, but they keep her on the videos. And I think she was a senior. Did I say that already? I'm getting Alzheimer's. She was a senior food editor. And now she does freelance work because she's writing her own cookbook. But they've kept her around for these videos. So you guys should go look for Gourmet Makes or look for Claire Bon Appetit. She looks like, if you ever watch X-Men, the movie, like the old movies that had back in the 90s, I guess, that when I was kind of graduating high school and starting college, that had Patrick Stewart as Professor X and, I don't know, had what's her name as Storm, Halle Berry. There's a character on X-Men, I think it's called, is it Rogue, that has a white streak through her hair. And Claire's hair looks like that. She has like this white streak. And she's really good at baking and, you know, all of that. But I also fell into a Google kind of, pit with her, because I was like, oh, I wonder what she does other than Bon Appetit, because she's not a full-time Bon Appetit person anymore. And so I was reading all these articles about Claire, because apparently she is taking the internet by storm. Everyone, I mean, she's like this well-known YouTube personality now. But she only does like 2 or 3 days a week at Bon Appetit, and then she is writing a baking cookbook that's supposed to come out in 2020. Why do I even care about these people? I don't know. I don't know, but it's just one of those things. All right, well, I'm just, you know, just to kind of give an update on my life, I'm still just preparing for Pride 48, and I had ordered all these crates because I decided this year, instead of carrying a big, huge Pelican suitcase, I'm carrying these crates, and they're so cool because they're those milk crates, but these are collapsible. So when you don't have anything in them, they fold up. And those came in the mail yesterday, or day before, I can't remember now. So I've opened them all up and started stuffing things in. So I put all the, like the Sharpies and the tape and the scissors and all that for Pride 48. So I'm doing that, and I still have to rent my van. I haven't decided whether I'm going to do a minivan or an SUV, because I feel like a minivan might have more room if the seats come out. But it's going to look less cool than an SUV, right? So I don't know. But anyway, I'm just preparing for Pride 48. I'm getting really excited about that. And I'm just trying to muddle through work. At least we start a new quarter tomorrow. So the beginning of a quarter is always a lot less stressful than the end. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com if you want to hear me ramble. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and tell me about your favorite radio personalities that are in decline. And you can find many more shows at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.